Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. India's stock market is scripting history of its own. Since March, India has added nearly $1 trillion in market value, a 21% surge, the fastest among the world's top 10 equity markets, reports Ravindra Sonawane. The rally has propelled India into the ranks of the five largest markets globally. In comparison, the benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices have advanced 12.5% and 13.5% respectively, while mid-cap and small-cap indices have climbed 20% and 26%. Amid the surge in market cap, stock exchanges, in consultation with the market's regulator, are set to propose stricter norms for sub-brokers, including higher net worth and education criteria, reports Brajesh Kumar. The new regulations aim to improve accountability and transparency, with brokers held liable for losses caused by authorized persons. Two separate categories of authorized persons may be introduced, with different deposit or net worth requirements based on the services offered. There's a surprise change at Pine Labs. Just as the fintech firm readies itself for a $1 billion initial public offering, Group Chief Financial Officer Mark Mathens has stepped down, citing personal reasons, report Tushar Goenka and Chandra R. Srikanth. Pine Labs is yet to name a successor. The company is preparing to file its draft IPO papers soon, with Axis Capital, Morgan Stanley and others managing the mandate, and is seeking a valuation of more than $6 billion. Meanwhile, some of India's wealthy families are finding ways to bypass regulatory hurdles that have stalled direct overseas investments by family offices at Gift City, reports Bhavan Brugula. At least half a dozen prominent family offices are exploring pooled structures that resemble alternative investment funds. This workaround allows them to make outbound investments, which would otherwise be restricted due to regulatory ambiguity. Indian consulting firms are pushing for reforms in government empanelment norms that favour the Big Four, reports Meghna Mittal. They are seeking a level playing field by reducing the 500 crore rupee turnover threshold to 25 to 50 crore rupees, allowing more domestic firms to bid for advisory projects. As the government aims to create Indian challenges to the Big Four, mindset changes may be more crucial than regulatory tweaks, argues Abiza Divanji, a Big Four veteran, on One Pages Today. He suggests that Indian firms need to adopt a more dispersed ownership structure, evolve their business models, and leverage data and technology to scale up and compete globally. In the world of law firms, a game of musical chairs is continuing. Iqbal Khan, national corporate lead and equity partner at JSA Advocates and Solicitors, has stepped down and is in talks with Cyril Amarchand Mangaldas, reports Ashwin Mohan. Khan joined JSA just 9 months ago from Shardul Amarchand Mangaldas, bringing a team of 18 to 20 lawyers with him. During his tenure at JSA, Khan advised on several major deals, including Ada Poonawalla's purchase of Dharma Productions. There's some troubling news from the life insurance sector. It is grappling with a spike in mortality claims after the COVID pandemic, with top insurers seeing mortality rates higher than the COVID-19 peak, reports Malvika Sundarsen. Mortality claims have increased by 75% over 5 years, reaching nearly 1 million annually, while the number of lives covered has declined by 25%. Industry experts attribute this trend to a more concentrated risk pool and the long-term effects of COVID-19. In the bond market, the Reserve Bank's surprise 50 basis points rate cut has led to foreign investors pulling out more than 2,700 crore rupees from India, reports Manish M. Suvarna. The narrowing spread between India and US bonds, currently at 187 basis points, is one of the lowest, making emerging markets like India less attractive. Foreign investors typically pull back funds when the spread narrows, as it results in lower returns adjusted for currency exchange rates and compliance expenses. And finally, do read this piece by Manas Chakravarti, where he highlights the mismatch between government budgets and actual spending. Ministries such as Tourism and Minority Affairs underspent their budgets, while road transport and highways exceeded their limits in FY25, pointing to the government's priorities. The Skill Development and MSME ministries failed to deploy even half their budgeted funds. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.